Gaza has been in the news a lot lately, but there's a story that has been making the rounds mostly on social media rather than in the traditional media over the past few days, and it concerns the Al-Wafa Hospital. It's a rehabilitation facility in Gaza. This was hit by an Israeli rocket last Friday. It's apparently received further warnings. Rina Andolini is a British aid worker who's in Gaza, and she's one of eight foreign activists who are taking it in turns to stay at the hospital voluntarily as human shields, and she joins us now. Rina, why do you think it's necessary? Why do you think it would change anything that you were there?
The life of Palestinians is not of that much worth to the Israeli occupational forces, as can be seen in the past wars and currently as well. We hope that with international presence, with us notifying our embassies and trying to create awareness within the individual countries that we are all from, create more awareness, this puts some pressure on the Israeli occupational forces to not attack patients at the hospital, basically. It's quite simple, but we hope that it will be effective.
Israel has maintained all along that any civilian casualties that occur in Gaza are accidental, that they try to minimise that, that they're in an impossible position because Hamas embeds itself with the civilian population. So I take it from what you're saying that you simply don't believe what Israel's saying there.
What does Hamas have to do with a hospital that is taking care of vulnerable patients, patients that are disabled from the waist down, some are in comatose situations, having to be fed through the nose, things like that. I have no idea what Hamas has got to do with people that are genuinely in need in a hospital.
They may not be targeting the hospital. Where is it, actually? Are there any Hamas facilities around it?
The hospital is in Shijaya, which is very close to the Israeli border. You can actually see it if you look out of the window. It's in a residential area. There's houses nearby and shops and things like that. Of course, at the moment, everything is shut. People don't really leave their homes. Shops are not open as well. Regarding any Hamas affiliation nearby, not to my knowledge.
So I understand. I would imagine then what Israel would probably say is that there is a Hamas target nearby and the hospital might then be affected as a result of that, though not necessarily deliberately. I understand they've given evacuation warnings. Have you heard those?
Yes, we've had several calls warning us to evacuate the hospital. And yesterday, they just every so often, we would get a call just to notify us of leaving. But yeah, so we have, I mean, they had the strike first, the warning strike, the roof knocks, and thereafter, the phone calls started occurring.
So how have people responded to the warnings?
If you are referring to the patients, they are already very scared. This has only heightened their fear. They're in vulnerable positions, scared as it is, just because of the daily bombing that can be heard. And then for them to be shifted around from, you know, third floor or fourth floor to the floor below and then now onto the ground floor, obviously does cause concern. Everyone is just in a mass state of confusion as to what will be the outcome.
Do they have any options to evacuate?
The street outside, that would be the only safe place that they could go to should a need arise to evacuate. This is why it's so important that this hospital is not bombed. They don't really have anywhere to go to, but these patients, they cannot move on their own. Some of them cannot even be escorted via a wheelchair because they're not able to sit upright. They have to be lying down. So these people are really vulnerable. They should not be a casualty of war at all. This is a hospital. It can clearly be seen that it's a hospital. With all the technology that Israel uses, there is no reason why they would not be able to avoid attacking it.
How big is it? How many patients are in it?
At the moment, there are 14 patients.
What have you seen today?
Today, so far, in the morning, there was a couple of strikes nearby to the hospital, very close, and that is it so far for the day.
Now, you're one of eight activists. Are you all from Western nations?
Yes.
And which countries are you from? Do you know each other, or have you been called there from around the world?
Prior to the war, I myself am from England. We've got New Zealand, Sweden, America, Spain, and also Venezuela.
And have you been in contact with your respective governments? Do you have any guarantee from them that they would come to your aid?
We have a contact in West Bank that deals with the embassy side of things, just purely on the basis that we are all so busy, because obviously this acting as human shields at the hospital is not the only thing that we are all doing. We all have other jobs as well that we need to be doing. So we have someone who takes care of that side of things for us.
So what jobs are you doing?
We have some journalists, so they're constantly writing reports and things like that. I'm a humanitarian aid worker. I've recently just finished a food parcel distribution project. I'll be embarking upon a new one quite soon as well. And then we have a couple of other activists. We have other various projects going on as well at the moment.
All right, Rena. Well, I was going to say stay safe. I don't know if that is the appropriate thing to say in the circumstances
safe
or not.
At the moment.
Yeah, well, indeed, that's one of the issues. It's probably the issue. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Rena Andolini, a British aid worker who is in Gaza at the moment, one of eight foreign activists acting as human shields at the Al-Wafa Hospital. We'll leave Ali with you for RN Drive here till 8 o'clock.